You know, we love the arts community. We just got through celebrating all the great things happening in the arts world within the Lancaster County School District. Now we're going to continue the arts discussion in York County. Melanie Cooper is the Executive Director for the Arts Council of York County, and she's going to share with us the latest headlines when it comes to the arts. Good morning to you, Melanie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on with you all? What's the latest? What's the hot tea? What's the gossip? What's everyone talking about? That's how we have our conversations with our kids.
Right. So. Yeah. You're trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, we're trying to.
What are the right words?
Yeah. That's it. That's it. Figuring if we give enough sayings,
that's
something
right.
will stick.
That's right.
Yeah.
You'll either just stun enough. Them so they just start, so
right.
we stop.
Yeah.
You're cringy enough that they're
that's
like,
right.
oh, I'm going to respond.
That's
yeah,
right.
Very
that's
true.
Right.
Or I can keep on going.
That's yeah. right. That's right. Well, we just finished celebrating Youth Art Month as well. Mm-hmm. So in the galleries at the Center for the Arts, we had on exhibit artwork by high schoolers, middle schoolers, and elementary school kids from Rock Hill School District 3 for the past month. That's coming down this week, and we're currently installing a new exhibit called The Soft Encroachment by Ian Welsh. And the cool thing about Ian is he was just awarded the South Carolina Governor's Award for the Arts. He received the special award, so we're really excited. I believe we're the first exhibit to open with his work since that was announced, so we're really proud to be able to do that here in Rock Hill.
Now, what kind of artist? Sorry, Lucas. Yeah. What kind of artist is he?
He's a printmaker.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it'll be printmaking flat on the wall, mm-hmm. primarily. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And that's up now, so folks can see it.
It's installing right now,
perfect.
So it'll open tomorrow.
Okay.
And then we'll have the reception for it next Thursday, April 2nd, and then we've got an exhibit installing in the Perimeter Gallery called "Faltered Pathways" by Brooke Stevens, and that's a really cool exhibit. It's multimedia. Mm-hmm. It is on the wall because that is a narrow gallery for those of you who haven't been in our space, but really interesting. It's one where you definitely want to see it close up, but then you want to come around to the other side. There's a well that looks down into our classroom gallery. You want to come to the other side and look at it from a distance because it looks completely different.
Oh,
it's so
oh,
cool.
That's yep, cool.
Absolutely. And then later this month, we'll be opening the Westminster Catawba Christian School Art Show downstairs in the Edmund Lewandowski Classroom Gallery. So we're busy at the Center for the Arts with those new exhibits in the next week or so. We're always excited to see new things come in.
And Melanie, folks can stop in at any time, really, mm-hmm. right? It's free of charge. Come on in, and it's self-guided, right?
Yeah.
There are some folks there if you have like a dying question to ask them. But for mm-hmm. the most part, self-tour. Go and check it out yourself and look at some of the art.
That's right. And we're open from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday mm-hmm. through Saturday. So there are opportunities to come see it during the workday or in the evening. Like if you're downtown eating at a restaurant and you walk in and you're told that it's an hour wait or a two-hour wait and you don't want to go to the bar or you want to go to the bar, but also like you've got time to do something else, come down to the gallery. It's free to wander in. You don't have to check in with anyone. You can stay for as long as you want. You can kind of, you know, experience the art, pick up some information about our other events like our art classes or our summer art camps, and then head over when your reservation is ready.
Yeah,
love it
great.
All.
That's
I think
a
that's
great
fantastic.
Idea.
Yeah.
Well, good. All right.
And you just mentioned, and we have been talking about Youth Art Month all morning, it seems like, and we're going to be following up with some performing arts and our next interview as well. This is a great tie-in. But you just mentioned youth art classes and summer camps.
Yes.
So people are signing up now. Are there still some slots available and they just need to go online?
There are. So this is the first time we've done summer camps since COVID. We're really excited to be able to bring them back this year. We're doing them a little differently. We noticed over the years that a lot of people, so they would run Monday through Friday originally. And on Thursday, we would have about half the class present. On Friday, you'd have about a third of the class present. People were kind of pulling their kids out to go to the beach or go to the lake or go to the mountains. So this year we're running them Monday through Wednesday. They're half day classes. You can register now. There are slots available and we're only doing them in June. We took a look at the new modified school calendars and it made sense to us to only do it in June. But we would love feedback. So if parents say, hey, no, we'd really love to go into July, let us know. We'll consider it for next year. So all month long in June, we'll have art classes going on at the Center for the arts.
Great.
Well, yeah. Kudos to you. Monday through Wednesday. I have to be honest with you. As a kid who attended camps a lot, usually by Thursday and Friday, you're kind of done.
Yeah.
The parents are done traveling around and driving you everywhere because it becomes, you know, school in a not a bad way. It's just something else. So doing it 3 days a week, that seems like a win-win, to be honest with you, for sure. And you can be intentional and focus in for 3 days versus having to spread it out over 5 days. But there are plenty of opportunities. And listen, if you love art, Melanie and her crew over there, they're going to make sure you've got the resources right there available to make sure you want to do it more than 3 days a week. But what a great, good opportunity. Yeah. And the fact that you're looking for feedback is fantastic.
Absolutely.
All right.
And then the big news that we have is that we're doing our very first Bluegrass Festival this weekend in York. So it's called the Ironweed Bluegrass Festival. It's in City Park. We're so excited to partner with the City of York on this and do it right there at the brand new City Park. Like, I had never seen it before I did our site visit. It is a stunning space. It has a splash pad, which won't be turned on, but it has a splash pad for those of you who are looking for a splash pad.
That's later in the year. For them. They appreciate that, Melanie.
That's right. But the amphitheater is beautiful, and we're excited to be able to do that. Comporium's partnered with us on that as well. So there are five bands performing on the main stage. There'll be a second stage off to the side where we've got four bands playing. The gates will open at 1 p.m. on Saturday, and it will run through about 10 p.m. on Saturday evening. Tickets are on sale now. Definitely visit our website, yorkcountyarts.org. You can find out more about everything that's going on with that. We'll have some food trucks and some vendors, and we're very excited to start this new venture.
Hopefully it becomes a tradition, much like the Blues and Jazz Festival in the fall. So this is more of a spring type of event, and it gets you out and about throughout the different municipalities in York County.
Absolutely.
So this is going to take place in the City of York this Saturday, March the 28th. It's called the Ironweed Bluegrass Festival.
Yeah.
Well, kudos to that, Melanie.
Yeah,
we
that's
love
great.
It. Remember, art is not necessarily art that you display on your walls.
Right.
Art is beyond just a gallery. And Melanie and the crew over there at the Arts Council, they do a great job of making sure we're all into what's going on in the art community.